A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zavachim Tzadiches, Zavachim 98b, pagination is 196. We start on the second half of the page with the beginning of the 12th perek. The Mishnah is dealing with cases of people who are not eligible at the time that the carbon is being processed to eat of it. However, they are anticipating that at a later time, they would be able to eat from it. The question is, can they be included in the division of the meat, being that at the moment they're not eligible? The Mishnah states, Tavul Yom, a person who has gone to mikveh today, and that implies that he's ready to become tahar and able to eat of kachim, just that at this point, having gone to mikveh, he has to wait for nightfall in order to be eligible to eat. So that's a tevul yom. He's gone to mikveh, he's waiting for nightfall. Umechusar kippurim, and a person who is waiting to bring his atonement karbon, Einam cholkim b'kodshim le'echol lo'erev. They're not allowed to be included in the division of the meat. If the man is a Kohen, he's not allowed to be included in the division of meat to be able to eat it at night. Meaning, he knows he can't eat it now. He wants to be included in the division to be able to eat it at night. The reason for this, as we see on the facing page at the top, Minohani Mili, how do you know this? Amaresh Lakish Damakro, it's based on a pasuk. Hakoin Hamechate Osa Yochleno. The person who's doing the karbon, he's the one who's eligible to eat it, which we understand to mean Koin Hamechate Yochal She'eno Mechate Eno Ochel. The person who's able to do the kapara, he's eligible to eat. One who is not able to do the kapara is not eligible to eat, and that excludes such a person who's waiting for his eligibility to kick in with nightfall. You may recall in the very beginning of Shas, Beis Amud Aleph of Brachos, our very first session, there was a link which the Mishnah did in telling us when a person can start reading the nighttime Shema. And we said, Mishah she'akonim nichnasim le'echo b'trumason, from the time that the Kohanim enter to eat their teruma. Teruma is the tithe from the grain. That's something that he's indeed eligible to divide and eligible to own, even though he's a tevul yom. Our Mishnah is referring to kodshim. You see it on the second line of the Mishnah. It's talking about the meat from the sacrifices. And that's something that he's not eligible to divide in, and therefore wouldn't have made sense to give as an example when the Tevul Yom goes in at night to eat the Kodshim, then you know it's night. He doesn't do that because he's not eating Kodshim, because he's a Tevul Yom at the time that it was being divided. So the word is, the Teruma is chosen quite particularly, intentionally, because that would be your typical case of the Tevul Yom experiencing nightfall, and now he's able to, well, eat teruma. He's not able to eat kachim. It's not really available to him because it was never divided with him in mind. Continuing in our Mishnah, onen nogeya ve'eno makriv. An onen is a person who lost a very close relative. He's an onen, this unique status of grieving, bereaved, until the burial takes place, after which he's in Shiva, he's in the status of mourning, he's in Ovel. But at this point, he's an onein. The person has just died. Nogeya ve'ino makriv. He's not going to cause any tumah if he touches the meat, but he's not allowed to bring the karbanos, as the Gemara understands this rule from the law of Aaron and his sons after Nadav and Avihu died, Parsha Shemini, and their unique status, but a regular Kohen would be ineligible to continue bringing karbanos upon the death of their relative. And quite logically, they're not going to be included in the division of the day's karbanos, because at this time, he's an onein. And if he's an onein, he's not eligible to bring the karban, and therefore he's not eligible to be included in its division. The Mishnah continues on its fourth line. Baalei mumin, people who have a blemish. A kohen has a blemish that invalidates him to serve as a kohen by the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Beibam leimumin over him, whether it's a passing blemish, bein ba'al leimumin kivuin, whether it's a permanent blemish, and they're different types. Cholkin va'ochlin, but they're allowed to be included in the division, and they do eat. Avalom akrivim, but they're not allowed to bring karbanos. And the fact that ba'alei mumin are included in the division is a unique rule based on a statement in the Torah, kol zachar, all males shall be eligible, and that comes to include even ba'alei mumin that otherwise would have been on the fringe on the other side of the law, namely that since they can't bring, they shouldn't be able to divide, but they were specifically brought onto this side of the law, that they are eligible to divide and eat, even though they can't bring. The last statement of the Mishnah that we'll do right now is, Kol she'eno ro'i la'avoda, eino cholek bevasar. Anybody that's not eligible to bring the karban, to do the avoda, is not eligible to divide, to get a shear in the meat. And the question which the Gemara asks on Kuf Beis Amid Beis 102b is that you're contradicting what you just said. You told me that people who have a blemish, Kohanim who have a blemish, are able to divide even though they can't do the service. And now you're giving me a grand rule. Anybody who's not fitting to do the service cannot divide in the meat. Well, you just told me that there is somebody who could, namely, Baalei Mumin, people with blemish. The Gemara answers in the second answer, you're right, Baalei Mumin are an exception, and we're keeping track of that, we just said that. And in the Torah, that's exactly how it's presented. As we said the pasuk before, HaKohen HaMechate Oso Yochlena, the Kohen who is able to bring it, he shall be able to eat it. Nevertheless, there's a pasuk, Kol Zachar, any male, to come to include Baalei Mumin, and they're an exception. So we're saying the rule in our Mishnah, and we're saying the exception. In our particular case, we said the exception, and then we said the rule, but we're keeping track of everything, and no worries. There is another answer that's in the Gemara Kuf Beis, Amud Beis, which is the first answer in the Gemara, which I'd like to spend a moment on, because sometimes when the Gemara revamps a Mishnah's wording, it sounds like they're arbitrarily changing things, and I'd like to learn it, suggest that we learn it, similar to a Kriyanek Siv, where the word that was used is not off base. It's not a mistake. It's just not the precise word that you're looking for to understand the message, but it's not totally off base. I'll show you what I mean. The Mishnah stated, Kol she'eino ro'i la'avoda eino cholek bevasar. Anybody who's not fitting to do the service is not fitting to be included in the division of the meat, because at the time of the avoda, he wasn't eligible. One would think that Ba'alei Mumin, people with blemishes, would not be eligible to divide in the meat. And we know that that's not true, so we had a question on our hands. The Gemara on Kuf Beis, in the first answer, states, Ro'i la'achila ka'omar. When we used this statement in our Mishnah, don't read it. Anybody who's not fitting for service doesn't divide. Read it. Anybody who's not fit to eat doesn't divide. And since Ba'alei Mumin are eligible to eat at the time of the division, they're eligible to get it divided upon them, and they're able to eat. It sounds like we're changing the word la'avoda, service, to the word la'achila, eating, so that the case of the Ba'al Mum should make sense. That sounds like an arbitrary edit. I'd like to point out that we have a rule, Kohanim ochlim u'ba'alim mischaprim. The Kohanim eat from the Karban, and the owner therefore gets his atonement. Even though we often say that it's the sprinkling of the blood that offers the atonement, but on some level the proper procedure is that the Kohanim will eat, and that's part of the service. And therefore this Mishnah was basically nicknaming Achila as Avoda. And if you were a scholar and you understood the lingo, you understood what this Mishnah meant. We're coming in and we're getting confused. It's not Avoda in a technical sense. It comes along the Gemara, dissects the Mishnah properly in a scholarly way, and realizes that this La'avoda means La'achila. But again, I'm suggesting this is not an arbitrary edit, just like by Kri and Ksiv and Psukim. It's not an arbitrary copyist's mistake. That's a whole different thing that occasionally crops up in different places. We say it's a copyist's mistake. That's not what happened here. The Mishnah was saying, Kol she'eino ro'i la'avoda, the avoda of achila, eino cholek bevasar, is not eligible to divide, even though at night he will be eligible for that form of avoda called achila. He has to be eligible now in order to be included in the division. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.